cure.
All right, now what other words do you know that mean the same thing as that?
Well, he's, I would say, he's not at his self, or he's not unthoughtful. I mean,
yeah. Would you ever use queer?
Yeah, queer.
And what does that mean?
It means you're out of ordinary. You don't have like a, you ain't queer to somebody else or something
okay.
like that.
Now, someone who you try to tell them something and you try to explain something to someone and you show them that you're right, but the person still won't go along with you. And you might call a person like that, he's awfully
disagreeable.
Yeah, but this is just, I mean, something like bullheaded or stubborn.
Oh, he's stubborn.
Yeah.
Well, he might say he's crazy.
Okay, all right.
I think sometimes when a person won't listen to anything like that, well, I ain't got no sense.
Sure. And if a person's easily offended, you know, and you tease him, the person might say that person is
timid. He's just mad.
Yeah, would you ever use something like touchy or touches?
Yeah, he's touchy. Or he's cured. So
all right. And if a person is like that and gets all excited, you might say, now just keep
calm. Keep your head.
All right.
Hold your tongue.
All right. If a person worked all day after he finished, he said, I'm really
through. All
right. I'm really
exhausted.
Yeah, I'm all
out.
All what out?
All pooped out.
Or how about something with wear out? I'm all
wore out.
All right. And a young man might go home and work all day and be very tired and then get up the next and just go lie down for about an hour or so, and he gets up and he says, now I'm what to go? I'm a...
Not to go.
I'm a wreck. Did you ever use a raring to go?
Raring to go.
Uh-huh. And you remember if an old building, they were going to take down an old building, they might say they're going to have to do what?
Remodel it.
Yeah, the building is up, and there. So you say the crew right. came out yesterday, and now the building has been
torn down.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use that expression "torn down"? Did you ever hear the expression "a torn down good time," meaning a very good time when people have really had a wonderful time at a party or something?
Yeah. Might say. We had a good time up for something like that happened.
Uh-huh.
Come in and tore it down.
Okay.
Meaning of it, I mean it.
Yeah.
We had a good thing going and somebody come in and
ruined it. Then.
Right. Yeah. Tore it down.
Okay. Now, if someone suddenly had been well and then suddenly, say, that person had to stay home because she
sick?
Yeah. What's sick, though? What word would you put in before sick? She?
Very sick.
Would you use something like she got sick or took sick?
She had taken sick.
All right.
Taken sick on the job.
All right. Say she's sick now, but in a little while she'll be
better.
And would you ever use anything like by and by, in a little while, meaning in a little while, by and by she'll be better? Or
be better, yeah, be better by and by.
All right. And a person goes out without enough clothes on in the winter, and he might come in and have to go to bed. You say, he, what cold?
He took a cold.
All right. Now, would you ever use another expression besides took? Would you ever say he?
Taken a cold.
Yeah. How about caught?
Caught a cold.
All right. And a person talks like this, you say he's?
Forced.
Yeah. And a person has a...
And
a person can't keep his eyes open, you say he's awfully
drowsy.
All right. And